My guest at this time is Diana Furchtgott-Roth. She served as chief economist at the U.S. Department of Labor under President George W. Bush and also as the chief of staff for his Council of Economic Advisers. She's now a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute. We wanted to get her insights today on a report from the Department of Commerce that in the first quarter of 2014, the U.S. economy actually shrunk by nearly 3%. That's quite a bit worse than the original projection of about 1%. And Diana, thanks very much for being with us.
Great to be with you, Greg.
Well, we certainly know that any sort of negative growth is a bad thing. How bad is almost 3% in the hole?
3% is not good at all. And it's interesting we are getting this number when we are practically again at the end of the second quarter. So we actually don't know what the second quarter is going to be. This, of course, is first quarter numbers. And people think the second quarter is going to be better and show growth, in other words, positive growth. But it's very disappointing, and it should really be a wake-up call to the administration and to Congress that they need to focus on economic growth. It's a good sign today that energy news, that oil was allowed to be exported for the first time. And we need to have further development of our energy sector, which has been the growth driver of our economy. And all the growth in energy has been on private lands. There's been a decline in exploration on federal lands. But we have a lot of scope to move forward with energy development on federal lands by increasing permitting, and that would also increase tax revenues to the government. We should also enact immigration reform. There are many people who want to come here who have very high skills, who want to create firms, who want to innovate, who want to hire native-born Americans. We should give them visas to come here.
We're talking with Diana Furchtgott-Roth of the Manhattan Institute. Diana, in terms of why we saw the 3% drop in the first quarter, there were some reports about consumer spending. Others say that the biggest factor was actually the rough weather in the early part of this year between the bitter cold and fierce storms. That held economic expansion back. Is that a very important factor here, or is that more Monday morning quarterbacking?
Well, I think that we need to look at consumer demand, and our exports were low, consumer demand was low. It was clearly not all weather related, and people like to say it's weather related because then that takes the pressure off what they are actually doing. We had bad weather in the fourth quarter of 2013, but that did not have the same effect. Also, when there's bad weather, you spend more money clearing out some of the snow, and also there's more of a bounce back. We didn't see that much of a bounce back in March. We'll have to see what the second quarter does. There are fundamental reasons why people are not investing in the United States. Our corporate tax rate is the highest in the world. Both President Obama and Republican leaders and Democrat leaders in Congress agree it should be lowered. This is something that the administration and Congress should move forward with right away. There is no reason for us to have the highest corporate tax rate in the industrialized world, especially when there are more and more corporations talking about inversions. Inversions means they locate in another low-tax country and continue to operate here, but pay taxes in that other low-tax country. This is something we can deal with by adjusting our tax rates so that they fall in line with OECD averages, which is right now 24%.
Diana, you mentioned a little while ago what you see as the priorities that the government and this administration, as well as Congress, should be pursuing. The Obama administration would most likely say they've been trying to move forward in areas like transportation, green energy production, raising the minimum wage, equal pay, and then that additional salary could be put back into the economy. And so this is a partisan activity on the part of Republicans to stop this agenda, and therefore that's why we're not seeing as much growth as we could. Those are their key issues, of course, right now. What do you say in response to that likely argument from the White House?
We had almost $1 trillion in stimulus, most of which was focused on infrastructure in 2000 to 2011. I don't know if you remember the shovel-ready jobs that never really appeared. It was only last month that our employment reached the levels that it was in December 2007. It's clear that infrastructure is not a panacea. There are many unemployed people who don't want to be building roads. They want other kinds of jobs. Similarly, raising the minimum wage doesn't create employment. It just means that people whose skills are less than the new minimum wage, which should be around $11 an hour, don't get to work at all. They have to drop out of the labor force. They are unemployed. So neither of those really would help raise GDP growth. Alternative energy, wind and solar, are twice as expensive as producing electricity from natural gas or from coal. Making electricity more expensive does not increase GDP growth. So factually, the measures that the Democrats are recommending will result in less growth rather than more growth.
One of the things that we often hear about when it comes to the state of the economy, whether it's about job creation or growth and expansion of businesses, is the word certainty. How much or how little certainty is out there right now, and what's the biggest driver of it?
We don't have a lot of certainty now. We have even less than we had in the first quarter. The Middle East is blowing up. Rebels took over Iraqi oil refinery yesterday. We have a lot of, we know that inflation is starting to kick up. We're looking very much like the end of the 1970s, where we had inflation and we had oil troubles also. Now, we are somehow insulated from the oil troubles because we're producing a lot of energy ourselves, but it is still not a good situation. I don't think there's anything like certainty in economics or in politics. Just when you think everything is fine, something turns around and bites you, like ISIS walks into Iraq, for example.
Well, we've talked about what you hope and think should happen, but what do you expect to happen right in the coming weeks and months, especially as we get close to some bitterly divisive midterm elections?
Well, I can forecast the past. The future I have more difficulty with, so I don't know what's going to happen in the future. I wish I could say that this bad economic news is going to make the Republicans and Democrats get together and develop sound economic policies, but I think that's probably too optimistic in the climate of Washington right now. So I don't know what's going to happen, but it probably won't be sensible coordination on economic policy.
Without changes on, let's say, corporate taxes or energy policy and some of the other items you've mentioned, do you expect to see more quarters like this, or was this one particularly bad, given all the different factors?
Experts say that this quarter was particularly bad, but what we see is economic growth kind of chugging along at around 2%. That's not enough to create jobs Americans need. The labor force participation rate is at 1978 levels, before millions of women walked into the workforce, and that is just too low. We need to do something to ramp up our economic growth so it doesn't just chug along at 2%. We can do corporate tax reform. We can do more energy investment. We can have more immigrants come to innovate and create jobs. There are many things we could be doing. It's just troubling that Congress is not sitting down and focusing on the problem. We could do regulatory reform, for example, that doesn't cost a dime. We need to be doing things like this rather than talking about raising the minimum wage, spending precious tax dollars on infrastructure, funding more wind and solar. None of these will really grow the economy.
Diana, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much for your time, as always.
Great to be with you, Greg.
Thank you. Diana Furtscott-Roth, senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, also served as the chief economist in the Department of Labor under President George W. Bush and as chief of staff of his Council of Economic Advisors. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.